Shemitas Ksafim. Go through the Sefer. It says in Parshas Re'eh, Miket Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah. The end of 7 years you make a Shemitah. The Zed Dvar HaShemitah Shomot Kol Bal Mashe Yodo Asher Yashab Re'ehu Lo Yigos Esre'ehu Ve'esochiv Ki Kor HaShemitah Lashem. So the regular Shemitah that we usually speak about is the Shemitah of not working the land and how to deal with the fruit. This Shemitah is a different aspect. This Shemitah is that loans that are made before the seventh year, right, or during the seventh year, up until the end of the seventh year, are canceled by the end of Shemitah. The last bit of this year will cancel all debts that fall into the category of debts that are cancelable. That's what we're going to learn, what debts fall into that. Okay? So if you have outstanding, and just to tell you, all of you have loans, okay, that will be canceled, whether you know it or not, if you have a bank account. Because the way bank accounts work, especially in this country, you are loaning the bank money, right, and your money is on loan to them. It's a bona fide loan. And if you don't have a prosbo, then basically your money in the bank belongs to the bank and not you. And you really halachically are not allowed to draw that money unless you go to the bank and you say to them, and try that with the banks. The Nima's not here, so I can speak badly about the banks. The Mayor's here?
Yeah.
Oh, Mayor, I don't really care about. The but Naeem I do. The banks have a prosbul for you, but I have a prosbul for you, the bank. So but if you don't write a prosbul, what you'd really have to do is go to the bank and say, I cancel all my accounts and they belong to you and you don't have to give me any money back. And the bank then benevolently, of course, will say, no, I want to give you your money anyway.
Won't say that, but
right. Right. And then charge you an amla for saying it. So, therefore, it is kedai, and if women have their own bank accounts on their own name, then they should make sure that they write a prosbul on their own. And we'll get to, when we get to the prosbul, we'll see. But I'm just trying to show you that it is relevant. Okay? Even if you never loaned anybody money, nobody owes you any money, there are debts that you do, not loans that you do have that you're not even aware of, and that if you don't write a prosbul, it could be a big problem to get your money back. Okay.
All banks and nurses don't use the type of heter iska where
it's...
Yeah, anything with a heter iska is also a regular loan. Heter iska has no effect on Shemitah. Heter iska has no effect. Heter iska only permits you to take what normally would be ribis, and it's the same kind of loan, barring any other conditions. We didn't start this yet, of what kinds of loans are not included in this, but heter iska is not relevant.
What about things
we're going to learn? We'll learn.
Does this apply to banks outside of Israel which are owned by Yidden?
No, only by Goyim. There's no Shemitah by Goyim. No, banks that are owned by Yidden, yeah. It applies the same thing.
So it's a finance of banks that are owned by Yidden.
Right. If you know a bank is owned, majority of stockholders in the bank are a Jew, then it applies to them too.
A heter iska doesn't make a difference to the... Like over here, a heter iska will make it a loan. Over there, there's not a loan, they're just...
No, the heter iska doesn't make it a loan. Heter iska davka makes it not a total loan. Makes it partly an investment, but it's still a loan. Okay. Mitzvah asay lahashmid es kol achovos shichayiv odin lechaveiro. There's a positive mitzvah in the Torah to cancel the debts the people owe you. And even though there's a way around it, which Hillel instituted, which we'll get to, some people, bedavka, to fulfill this mitzvah, after they write their prosbul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, they loan somebody a little bit of money. And then, after Rosh Hashanah, they go back to the person, and they tell them, you don't have to pay me back, the debt is canceled. Okay, so if I loan somebody 20 agurot, well, Mitzvah Shem Simi Erev Rosh Hashanah, you can loan me a few thousand shekels, and I'll loan you 20 agurot, and we'll both be a kind of mitzvah. Okay.
Maybe
you have to have Edom at least. You have Edom, you don't have to, but I'm saying you shouldn't loan people money without witnesses. It's not a good idea. There should be witnesses. If there's not witnesses, there should be a shtar at least. And you, what's it called? And then you're meshamit that chov. So even though you have a prusbel on your more significant chovos, you're mekayim the mitzvah. At least you're mekayim the mitzvah mamish the way it's supposed to be. Shechayiv on lechaver shenemar miketz shev asharim tasa shmita v'zed dvar hashmita shamot kol bal mashe yado asher yashib reyu. Mitzvah lo sase. That's a positive commandment. Then there's a negative commandment. Any debts that were canceled by Shemitah, there's a mitzvah not to collect them. If you go and you force the guy to pay you back when the debt was canceled, so first of all, you're probably a ganav. And you're also over this lav of lo sigos. Shenemar lo yigos esreyeu v'esachiv ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem. Nitztavinu mitzvah lo sase nosefes. There's another lo sase. Therefore, there's another mitzvah, that you shouldn't refrain from loaning people as Shemitah comes closer for fear that they won't pay you back before Shemitah and the debt will be canceled. You shouldn't use that as a cheshbon for not loaning somebody money. If you don't loan somebody money, not because you don't trust the guy's going to pay you back altogether, but because the debt's going to be canceled, you're over this lab. Shenemar yishomer lecha penia dovrim levovcha b'liyal leimor, korva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita, v'roa eincha b'chicha evyam v'lositein lo, v'koroa lecha l'ashem v'haya b'chachet. Don't refrain from loaning people money because you're afraid that they won't pay you back before Shemitah and it'll be canceled. Okay. Hakol chayom b'mitzvizu anoshim v'noshim. Everybody is required to fulfill this mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah saseh shasman groma for a few reasons. First of all, whenever the debt will come due, it's canceled. So it's not something that depends on any specific time, even though it's Shemitah that cancels the debt. And also, it's a lav. Women are only exempt from mitzvah saseh that have a set time where there is no lav together with that mitzvah. But where there's also a lav, they're chayiv in the essay too. Shmita ain't a nikras mitzvah saseh shvan. Grama hoil mitzvah shmotas achovos v'heges gam achrei shvias. V'hoch v'shmitas ksof v'yesh gam lo saseh lo yigos. What I just told you. We don't make a brach on this mitzvah. B'chora, when you go and you, after Rosh Hashanah, tell the person who owes you the money, I relinquish the debt, and what's it called? You can keep my money, you should make a bracha. Shekson zvanu l'hashmi ksofim. We don't make a bracha because there's no action. It's refraining from doing an action. And on a bracha where there's no action, you don't make a, on a mitzvah, there's no action, you don't make a bracha. Okay. Mitzvah saseh min haTorah lahashmit, there's a question like this. No, we'll see what he says it over here. Bishnas haShemitah es kol haChovos. There's a mitzvah after Shemitah. In other words, 1 second after Shkia on Rosh Hashanah, to relinquish all the debts. Now, the Rov HaRishonim, Shemitah's Ksofim, he Afkata the Malka. According to most opinions, it doesn't depend on your will or not. It's automatic. As soon as Rosh Hashanah comes in, the debts are canceled. You don't have to cancel them. But if you treat them as if they're not canceled, you transgress a prohibition. But even if you don't cancel them, they're canceled. That's called Afkata the Malka. Ain't sorah shamal v'yomer shemeshami chovo, ela hachovos hanishmati me'aleihim. The chovos are automatic. There are opinions not like that. There are opinions that only if you relinquish the debt, but you have a mitzvah to relinquish it. If you don't relinquish it, you are over an essay and a lo sase, but the debt is not canceled. But most opinions say no. The debt's canceled no matter what. You still have a mitzvah to say that you are relinquishing it, and you have an aveira to act with it as if it's not relinquished. But whether you like it or not, the person doesn't have to pay you back the money. Okay, so that's the halach. Shmitas hachovos kolelos gam acholim. And some people think that if nobody owes them money, so then this doesn't apply to them. But if your neighbor came to you and asked to borrow a cup of sugar, right, and they plan to pay it back, or something more serious, a whole challah, or whatever, or a pound of whatever, right? Not, you know, a little nothing that neighbors do all the time and don't expect to get it back at all. That's not a loan, that's a gift. But something you loan the person, you expect to get it back. But you don't expect to get back the money, you expect to get back in kind. That's called a loan, too. So, and in fact, even though for the most part you don't have to worry about it, but you should not consciously give back more than the person gave you. If you borrowed a cup of sugar, you should give back a cup of sugar. Okay? We're not that makbid that you have to measure it exactly, otherwise it's ribbis. Because since people aren't makbid, it's understood that that's the way things work. Right? And therefore, we're also not makbid if the price of rice went up between the last time you borrowed a cup of rice, right, and you give back the cup of rice, that you're giving back a more expensive cup of rice. Those are incidental to the point where they don't make a difference to ribbis, but the chatchila shouldn't bedafka give the person back more because you want to be a nice guy. That's called ribbis. So you can't give ribbis even on food. Okay? Neshech ocha. But it applies the same thing. So if you lent somebody a cup of sugar and you expect to get it back, you lent it to them Erev Rosh Hashanah or before that, and they haven't given it back to you by Rosh Hashanah, then after Rosh Hashanah, you can't go and say, where's my cup of sugar? Because it's not your cup of sugar anymore. They don't owe you anything, unless you wrote a prosbul. If you didn't write a prosbul, then that's it. And if they want to give it back to you, you have to say, we'll see, no, 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 it's relinquished, you don't have to give it back. And then it's nice if the person says, yeah, but I'd like to give it back to you anyway. But if they say, hey, that's great, right, and you go back home with their sugar, then you have no recourse and they're doing the right thing. Okay. If you loaned your neighbor a food, right, that loan also becomes relinquished at Shemitah. This whole halacha of Bizman HaZeh is only rabbinic. Just like Shemitah's Karkos is only rabbinic, Bizman HaZeh, according to most opinions. So Shemitah's Ksofim is the same thing. It's only rabbinic. So really, Min HaTorah, the debts are not relinquished, but the Rabbanan said they are. How do the Rabbanan have that power? Hefker Beishin Hefker. The Rabbanan have a power to make your money ownerless. So they can take the money from the borrower and give it from the lender and give it to the borrower. And they can make it as if it's Hefker. And therefore, the whole halacha, Bizman HaZeh, is only the Rabbanan. L'rov ha-poskim, mitzvah zu noheges b'chol makom. According to most poskim, there are those that say not like that. This mitzvah, unlike Shemitah's karkos, which only applies in Eretz Yisrael, there's no din of Shemitah's karka in Chutz Laretz, but even though Shemitah's ksofim and Shemitah's karka do have some connection, but Shemitah's ksofim is not on the ground, on the land, it's on the person. Therefore, it applies even in Chutz Laretz. Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'Chutz Laretz. The nation mitzvah zu ainer tluya Ba'aretz elahi chovas haguf. La halacha shvius meshametus besofa. The moment of shmita that is relevant to debts is the last second of Tafshin Samaches. And not the beginning of the year. The end of the year cancels the debts. Kolomar zman she shmitas ksofim hu besof shnas hashmita ba'arvo shel chavtes elul. Here says Tavshin Samad Aleph, that was 7 years ago, Tavshin Samad Ches. Shenemar, Miketz Sheva Shoni, B'moit Shnas HaShemitah, B'chag HaSukos. V'lomdu Chachomem, Miketz Perusho La'achar HaShemitah. The end of Shemitah. That's according to most opinions. L'chein, B'meshach Shnas HaShemitah, Mutter Ligvos Kol Chov Sheyesh Lo'etzu Chaveru. Therefore, any debts that you have, that you can collect now before Rosh Hashanah, you can still collect, even if you don't have an approval. And after Rosh Hashanah comes in, that from that point on, if you don't have a prosbul, you can't collect any debt that was affected before Rosh Hashanah. Whether that halva was made before Tavshin Samaches, another Tavshin Samach Zayin, or it was made in Tavshin Samaches, then once Tavshin Samach Pes comes in, all those debts are canceled. L'shita schelik, however, there's a Rosh who says not like that. Osur ligvos chov gam b'meshach shnas haShemitah. According to the Rosh, if you didn't make a prosbul at the beginning of Shemitah, you can't collect debts that were made before Shemitah started during Shemitah. Shemitah itself relinquishes debts from before Shemitah. But debts that were made during Shemitah, only the end of Shemitah relinquishes. So the end of Shemitah has a power on debts that were made during Shemitah, and the beginning of Shemitah relinquishes debts that were made before Shemitah. That's the Rosh. We don't pass them like that. But some people are machmer, therefore, to write a prosbo in before, in other words, last era of Rosh Hashanah. Some people were machmer. Some people who had, you know, big debts owed to them, when they wanted to be machmer, wrote a prosbo last night. If you didn't, the halacha is that the debts were not canceled, and if you write a prosbo before the end of Shemitah, the debts will not be canceled. But that is a chumrah, that is not the normative halacha, and if you didn't do it, right, then you're still covered with the prosbo you'll write, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we'll explain what a prosbo is next time, probably.